John mentioned Jeff Beck in his supergroup. Yeah, I told you the story about Jeff with the classic where I'm at Epic Records and we just on America just done a big deal with him for millions of dollars. But he was always reluctant in promoting things. And Ernest Chapman came to the big meeting with Obie and Ernest saying, well, Jeffrey doesn't really like doing interviews. And Obie said, we spent shitloads of fucking money on this guy. He better get his ass out of bed and do some. So I went through this list of shows, which I knew he wouldn't do. And then we got to the old grey whistle test, which of course, Ernest Chapman said, he may do that one. That's a bit cool. He's done that before. So we set the whole thing up. And the night before we're doing the show, I get the phone call at my flat. Jeffrey's bottle's gone. He's not doing the show tomorrow. He's got something important to do at home. Well, I think you got me the limousine. I'd ordered the limo to go down to Tunbridge Wells, and I kept it on. I jumped in the limo, and I took a set of bagpipes. And as I was getting near his house, I started taking all my clothes off. And the chauffeur said, you're right there, John, be hot in the back. I said, don't worry. I said, you're being paid. As soon as we get there, just stay. So I got out, stark bollock naked, started playing Hi-Ho Silver Lining on the bagpipe. And it was a song that Jeff fucking hated to death. So I thought that would wind him up. And as I'm going along, the curtains of the gatehouses of this big place open, and it's obviously the gardener, sort of looking, saying, what the fuck's this? And phoned up. And his wife Celia came out, then his girlfriend, model, and looked at me, screamed, ran in, and he came out with a baseball bat, bearing in mind I'd never met the guy before. And he said, who the fuck are you? I said, I'm from the fucking record company, my job's on the line, so if I turn up like this, you can do the fucking show. And he went, fuck off, put your clothes on. Anyway, we had this banter, I put my clubber on, I went in, keep playing this little Fender Strat, a little mini one, watching the telly, trying to ignore me. And I said, I'm not going, you've got to do the show. And I was persistent. Now Celia's found the funny side of me. So she's there making me coffee, and it's getting later and later and later, and I've got the driver sort of saying, are we going now? Eventually, he said, fuck it. He said, okay, I'll do the TV show if you come on the show the way you arrived at my house. And because it was a live show, we did it, and there's a great shot of Annie Nightingale talking to him, and then he's trying to not notice me walking past totally starkers. Actually, no, I had gaffer tape over me willy, and the problem is I tried to pull it off after, I almost caught me on Bill with it, you know. Yeah.